iFunny, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, read by Frankie Sirach, includes a bonus PDF of illustrations by Laura Park.
Prologue, Chapter 1, Flop Sweat. Have you ever done something extremely stupid? Like, I don't know, try to make a room filled with total strangers laugh until their sides hurt? Totally dumb, right? Well, that's why my humble story is going to start with some pretty yucky tension. Plus a little heavy-duty drama and hopefully a few funnies so we don't all go nuts. Okay, so how exactly did I get into this mess? Up on stage at a comedy club, baking like a bag of French fries under a hot spotlight that shows off my sweat stains, including one that sort of looks like Jabba the Hutt, with about 1,000 beady eyeballs drilling into me? A very good question that you ask. To tell you the truth, it's one I'm asking too. What am I, Jamie Grimm, doing here trying to win something called the Planet's Funniest Kid Comic Contest? What was I thinking? But wait, hold on, it gets even worse. While the whole audience stares and waits for me to say something, anything funny, I'm up here choking. That's right, my mind is a total and complete blank. And I just said, no, I'm Jamie Grimm. That's the punchline, the end of a joke. All it needs is whatever comes before the punchline. You know, all the stuff I can't remember. So I sweat some more, the audience stares some more. I don't think this is how a comedy act is supposed to go. I'm pretty sure jokes are usually involved, and people laughing. Hi.